takes and you kind of
specific
heartbreaking fashion.
You stay up.
Raised 10-0.
Welcome to the Wags Imaginary Radio Show, a program that combines conversation with music, humor, showing you where to buy the cliff notes to your favorite Dr. Seuss books, and the life and experiences of four struggling musicians.
All right, what do we think about Simon and Garfunkel? Brian?
What do you mean?
Do you like them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, right. The radio show to work.
That was a good story.
Thank you.
They're good.
I like them too.
Yeah. Like music, play, good.
Is there a reason why you're bringing them up?
Yes, I'm bringing them up because, and Alicia, can you please pull up? There's, oh, I mean, those are the cover songs that people do. And Alicia, can you introduce this version?
All right. This is just a clip.
From who?
The Lemonheads.
Mm-hmm. Mrs. Robbins. You know this song, Brian?
I do.
Not the original, I mean this version of it.
I think I heard
probably.
It.
Probably.
It's good. It's a very good version of it.
Alright, stop dancing.
I like the cuckoo ka-choo line.
Is it coming up?
I don't know.
No, it's only
30 seconds left. Oh, okay. So there we go. Okay, so that's a Mrs. Robinson. Anyway, so I was listening to the radio the other day, and I heard another version of Mrs. Robinson.
Oh.
And I couldn't believe how good it was. Like, I've never heard this before in my life.
Was it Peas and Carrots?
No, you do a very good job. Very good job, Peas and Carrots. Peasandcarrots.com.
Band.com.
What is wrong with you?
Peasandcarrotsband.com.
What's your website? Thewag.com?
No.
Mm-hmm. No.
Right.
No, that was
and guess
taken.
What? I know what your website is.
I don't, apparently. So, I heard this version. I couldn't believe it. I absolutely couldn't believe it. No. I thought of that version. No. That, I think that version is great when it first came out. I was like, oh my God, what a great cover. Same thing Metallica did, Turn the Page.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God. The first time I heard that, I was like, wow. I mean, you just nail it. Like, people that do covers, they just nail it. This cover was done, I don't know when it was, maybe the early 70s, maybe even in the 60s. How come this wasn't, like, a hit is beyond me. It was great, I just wanted to play. This is just like, you know, there's nothing funny. It's just like an actual music. I figured this is a music show, so we might as well play some music. And not only is it great, he did it live. So it's not like it's even studio version. Like, that's how good it was. And it, like, brings this song to, like, a whole nother level. Should get the volume right.
Box
with
Joke and Madge is here to stay.
What?
The Madge.
Hooray, hooray. Hooray,
hooray. Please tell me you're joking.
I'm joking.
Thank God.
Hallelujah. Big fan.
You had it coming to ya. Hooray, Mrs. Robinson. Hooray. Goody, goody for you.
That's how I would have ended it.
How else would you end it? Isn't that good?
I would end it by shooting myself.
I think your arrangement was cute, but whoever was singing it.
My God. I heard that, and I had to pull over. I'm like,
that was on the radio?
Yeah, I heard it on the radio, and I'm like, what? Every lyric is just like, you're so used to hearing it in time.
So who is it, though?
Louis Prima. Who? I mean, he did this. This was his shtick. So I can't knock the guy.
Shtick is the right word.
Yeah, and it's, I mean, it was what it was, but I was listening, like, I have to get that song. Uh-huh. I have to get that version of that song. I got one good sound clip out of that whole song. So whenever Brian talks about something, you know, when I did at work today, I did this, I can go,
goody, goody for you.
That's a sound clip.
I like that.
You
really
use that one.
I really like that.
Goody,
you like
goody
that, Brian?
For you.
I do.
Goody, goody for you.
Goody, goody for you, Brian. Goody, goody for you indeed.
All right, what else you got?
Blue Suede.
Oh, Blue Suede.
Hooga chaka, hooga chaka.
Now,
why do I know that?
How did that band meeting go? We're going to do a cover song. Okay. What song are we going to do? Hooked on a Feeling by B.J. Thomas.
B.J. Thomas.
Good song. But we're going to start it this way. Hooga chaka, hooga. How did that band meeting go?
Well, the drummer started it.
I'm sure he did. How did that is unbelievable to me. I just think it's funny.
Is that the name of the band?
Hooga chaka, hooga, hooga, hooga chaka.
We should think of starting, we should start our song this way.
I thought this was like a joke.
I can't stop this feeling.
It's good. It's good, but when they first brought up the idea that, like, what?
Every time we play that song, people say, how come you didn't do the Ooga Chaka?
Yeah.
That's not the way the song originally was written. That's
No. It should be. We should do that for all songs. That's how Cats in the Cradle should start.
You're going to Ooga Chaka?
That's how Christmas You should start.
Oh, my God.
Ooga that would chaga. Make it better. I wouldn't cry as much.
Ooga chaka.
That would be fun.
Why did they do that?
Ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka, ooga.
See? Now it's not bad anymore.
Ooga, ooga chaka, ooga, ooga.
See? Now it's not sad anymore. See? Well, since I'm going to hell anyway, but let me see if I can pull this off.
Daddy says there's not much time.
So depressing.
For quite a while.
Not good.
Know these shoes will make us smile. Wanna do the beautiful. If Mama meets Jesus tonight.
Benny Hill!
Does that get me into hell?
Maybe.
Maybe?
This is a kind of a medley.
It's a mashup. The kids like the mashups nowadays.
How old are you?
See, it makes it so much better.
I like it much better now.
Okay,
so. Chaos there.
So it's a.
That's good.
Blue Suede's version was adapted from British pop eccentric Jonathan King using his Ooga Chaka background on a version.
Ooga Chaka, Ooga, Ooga Chaka, Ooga.
On a version he had earlier recorded of the same song. So, it's Jonathan King who really did it.
So he's the guy.
Yeah, it's his fault. And it says about him, he was sentenced to 7 years in prison in 2001 for the sexual assault of 5 teenage boys.
Oh, nice.
That's nice.
Really?
Oh. Yeah.
Ooga chaka.
No, I think Benny Hill would have been more appropriate.
Can I play another song?
Sure.
I have another song. Here we go.
My feet were killing me, my dogs were barking. I must have fallen asleep where I was parking.
Oh, wait.
And then I dreamed two dogs were talking. take my word. It was the doggonest thing you ever heard. She said,
Mama will bark.
You look so lovely in the moonlight.
Yes, but Papa will bark.
Your eyes are shining like the starlight.
Yes, but Mama will bark.
Your lips are so inviting, darling. Give me one more kiss.
Mama will spank.
The night is young and 5 years so near.
But Papa will spank.
Please let me whisper in your ear, my dear.
But Mama will spank.
This is the moment spank. I have dreamed of, darling. Oh, what a bliss. I think that I shall never see.
Oh, what is this song?
This is a guy holding a picture of Frank Sinatra with a sheep going, go ahead, record my song.
Take me right home.
I wish the night would never end.
I know, but Papa will spank.
I'd like to be more than a friend.
I know, but Mama will burn.
You know I'm crazy about you, honey. Give me one more kiss. Give me a kiss.
I really have to go, my mama worry.
Give me a kiss.
It's getting late, I really have to hurry.
I have to wash my speakers after this.
That's feeling uncomfortable, actually.
One and then good night.
Give me your paw.
Something inside me says I really shouldn't.
Let me hold your paw.
If it was anybody else, I wouldn't.
Give me your paw.
No way you make me stay out late.
Well, that's right.
It just ain't right.
I swear that I shall never see a canine lovely as thee.
Wait, he's supposed to be a dog? Or?
Take me right home.
I wish the night would never end.
I know, but Papa will spank.
I'd like to be more than a friend.
I know, but Mama will bark.
You know I'm crazy about you, honey. Give me one more kiss. Senorita, Dale has been keeping me daughter out late every night, huh? Well, take that, take that, take that.
That song is the definition of contractual obligation. Right there. It's gotta be.
My gosh.
That really was Frank Sinatra.
That was Frank Sinatra. I'm not kidding.
Is that person supposed to be singing in key, though? Like that?
I don't think she was trying. It was just...
Mama will bark.
It's perfect.
Mama will bark.
Mama will spank.
I'm not saying that.
You're listening to The Imaginary Radio Show.
Do you remember that time that I think we were doing radio show and you were trying to say something and you just couldn't say it? Remember, you kept like interrupting yourself and I was hysterical by that.
Okay, this is me. I have a problem. Several. But here's my problem. I think ahead of myself, and then I talk ahead of myself. And Alicia caught me up. And she loves this little clip.
That's a great clip.
It's a great clip. Hang on a second. I'll find it. Me mumbling. We'll see what that is.
I'm surprised we still use it. Honestly, I'm surprised. The fact that will it be realistically? What?
This is the way that you talk. You don't let yourself finish a sentence. You constantly interrupt and like backtrack.
I know.
You're doing it yourself, and it just cracks me up.
Thank you for pointing out my foibles.
I do that a lot.
There's a guy on SNL who does that for like 4 minutes.
Wow.
Like he just like no sentence ever completes. He's just on, and he's like, and you know, and this napkin, and then well, the guacamole, and then
That's me.
Starting
the story. This is the beginning of the story.
I just want to hear.
I'm surprised we still use it. Honestly, I'm surprised. The fact that will it be realistically? What?
And then I'm questioning.
You don't let yourself finish a sentence. You're constantly interrupted. Like
I know.
I'm surprised we still use it. Honestly, I'm surprised. The fact that will it be realistically? What?
That's cute.
All right, enough about me.
Oh, so glad
God. I have a whole folder of me mumbling.
Because when like, you understand.
Oh, yes! That's me not being able to finish that.
That's the hardest I ever heard her laugh.
Here's another one. I'm saving these.
Oh, that was heartfelt.
Ran some sort of ran it. Well, he was good at it.
Do another one.
It's all I got.
Do the second one again.
Because when like, you understand.
Oh, that's cool.
All right, so yeah, that was really cool. The imaginary radio show.
Because when like, you understand.
Oh, yes! You join yourself? Goody, goody,
fuck. Oh, God. Oh. Possession is bleeding. You know everyone will tell you so. Gotta find the thing and get a little breast ring and be like Neo.
dying exactly at daylight savings time.
So you get an extra hour.
Or you don't. Because you can die. So listen, maybe we'll do this one. If you died on daylight savings time, if you die at daylight, hang on a second. If you die, daylight savings time is with the one where you go back.
No.
Fall back. You want to fall back.
That's the end of daylight savings time.
Fine. That's what I want to do. Because, okay, it's 1 o'clock. It's 2 o'clock.
Now it's back to 1.
It's 1 o'clock. So you could theoretically, okay, it's 1:15. It's 1:20. No, it's 1:30. Right? And Fred could die. Right?
But wait,
and
his train coming.
Yeah, exactly. Fred can die at 1:30. And his friend, who's also in the hospital, can die 40 minutes later and
but
technically
die before.
Earlier. Or if you were born at that exact same time, you would die. You'd be 60. No, wait, I'm 59, and then I just died. And then you wouldn't be... Like, technically, say you died, and I'm like, wait, you're 80. But then you're 79 for another hour. And then you die. You're technically 79. On your death certificate, you're 79. Oh, but you're really 80.
Crazy.
Imagine the coincidence.
I want to do that.
Wait, that can be arranged.
Yeah.
On a Wednesday, though.
Yeah, it has to be a Wednesday.
Always on a Wednesday.
Does it have to be 79?
To hear our music and to download more Imaginary Radio Show episodes, please visit www.thewagband.com.
Tsunamis.
Tsunamis is not tsunami, it's tersami. I don't even know how to pronounce it. It's a language. And I just thought it was interesting because there's a lot of languages out there. Here she goes.
You know how to spell it?
Don't worry about it. T-E-R.
Clearly not.
S-A-M-I. But you could, no, don't read.
I'm not.
She's reading.
I'm not.
Okay. You're such a liar.
There's nothing. Okay, now I'm reading.
Okay, great. There's another clip for you. There's another clip that you'll be enjoying.
What? Your heart's content.
Hang on a second. Let me get my thought together.
Please don't.
You're not?
Alright. Tersami. There are a lot of languages out there, obviously. And you like linguistics. Mm-hmm. I like linguine, so. Anyway, it wasn't that funny. In fact, I'm probably going to cut that out of the Imaginary Radio Show.
Goody for you.
Did you like that one, Galicia?
Goody for you.
Linguine.
It was just perfect because I had drink in my mouth.
Mama will spank.
That is scary.
Okay, sorry. Anyway, so I read.
You've just added another clip to the Brian mumbling.
You have to make me like old.
However long.
Yeah, thank you. Montage. So I can put it on my iPad. And
I just come over and talk to you for 25 minutes.
Oh, please, no.
There are a lot of languages out there. And a lot of them are disappearing. They're dying because, there's a billion languages. And they have these pockets of populations that speak these languages. And they're like these old languages from like the year of the flood. And they were just handed down. And I was just curious about it. And I started reading up on, some of these languages have like 1,000 people left. You think about how big the world is. Only 1,000 people speak these languages. 600 people speak these languages. And then it goes down like 100 people speak these languages. And there are people out there that are actually trying to, they're rushing around, it's like a race against time. To go and sit there and try to document this stuff. Because these people are going to die. And it doesn't make any sense to teach it anymore. Because there's just other languages. That's the reason those languages are dying.
For the sake of itself.
Yeah, but research and history, it's nice to preserve it. So I'm going down the languages. There's a language, I know I'm pronouncing it wrong. Tersami, I want to say.
I doubt you're pronouncing it wrong.
I don't know. It's in Russia. And it's like this small, area of Russia that spoke it for, years and years and years and years and years and years. So I'm like, I wonder how many people speak it. 100, 200. We better get these people together in a room. Right there. There's 2 people that speak it.
Mm. Two?
Two people left in the world that speak this language.
Well,
what if one of them dies? He has no one to talk to.
What if they don't like each other?
You have to at that point.
You have
to communicate with one person.
Fight with them at least. But there's 2 people in the world that speak that one language.
Isn't that crazy?
That's cool. I just thought it was cool.
Do they know each other? Cool. Did it?
I hope so. Okay. They have to. They have to. Because they have to come from the same you know, like, area.
Wow, it says total speakers, too.
Two.
Mm-hmm. Unbelievable.
That is the coolest thing. How are they not spies? They'd be the best spies in the world.
Wow, their own code language.
Yeah, we're going to bomb tomorrow around 2:50. Okie doke. Sounds good. You got the launch code? Yeah, I got the launch code. You don't worry about nothing. Everything's cool. Everything's copacetic. It'd be great if they were spies. I'd hire them.
Oh, man.
You could walk around the UN and just, like, walk up right to the Netherlands. You have any conception of how f***ed you are tomorrow? And the Netherlands will be like, they're sounding like me. They're talking to me. Because I went on their page. Why the hell is there a word of it? Ah, I love it. Tersami spies. I'd hire them.
Is there a sample of what it sounds like?
It sounds like this.
Put it in the cellar with your wine.
I actually did hear a clip, it has a certain like lilt to it, kind of like this.
Mama will spank.
That's what it sounds like, and that's why we want to kill these two people.
And now for some music from the WAG.
Now
Go ahead, do your Einstein's breath.
Then. Yeah, but I can't. It's not in it.
Wait, is it?
What? No, no. Yeah, that's it. That's not my last breath. No,
oh, I'm so... Is the last breath in or out?
It's out.
How do you know?
It's got to be out.
It's got to be out.
It's got to be out.
No, what if the person goes...
Yeah, but then the lung...
And then they're dead. And then it just
out.
Expels
it
on its
pops
own.
Out.
It pops out.
It pops out.
No, so, somebody, I think it was Henry Ford, surprisingly enough...
In the bottle.
...says his last breath in the bottle. He specifically said, hold this bottle up to his mouth.
How did they know it was going to be his last one?
Some guy just held it.
Well, I'm following him around 55 years. You know, he was a little sick.
You never know.
No, he's on his deathbed.
It was my bottle. No, no, he's on his deathbed. And then, you know, he's ready to die. And then, I guess, I don't know. If I'm dying, I don't want a bottle in my face. Like, what's that? Can I have some medicine? I've got a bottle and a cork. Like, come on, baby. Come on.
Why did he want his last breath saved?
It's interesting. I like it.
Billy Idol has Elvis Presley's sweat in a bottle.
Ew.
That's really gross.
He does.
Especially considering that Elvis was kind of gross at the end.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's what a lot of people have or do weird things. You know, they freeze their bodies after they die.
Yeah, that still doesn't answer my question. Why did he want his left?
Look it up.
He just wanted it, I guess. It's interesting. What's in that bottle? Oh, it's Einstein's last breath. That's pretty cool.
Was there a story about Einstein's last breath? Or did
no, no, no. I just thought it was interesting that the guy actually kept it. And then Einstein had to sit there and die with a bottle hanging by his mouth.
Well, no, no, no. You said Ford did that.
Yeah, Henry Ford did.
But, so what does that have to do with Einstein?
Yeah.
No, Henry Ford was the one that bottled his breath.
Oh, he bottled Einstein's breath?
Yeah, and invented the car. They did both.
Oh, I thought you... I thought
wow.
It was...
Yeah, no,
no, it wasn't Einstein. It was Edison. Thomas Edison.
Oh, well, that changes everything.
Last breath.
You know,
who's got Einstein's last breath?
Nobody.
Lee Iacocca.
They forgot. So why don't you tell? What's the real story?
Have Einstein's last breath within all of us.
Does it say why?
Henry Ford believes that the human soul exited the body with its last breath. So it was with mixed feelings that we discovered this audible artifact in Henry Ford's museum in Greenfield Village. Ford somehow convinced Thomas Edison's son to sit by the dying inventor's bedside, clamp a test tube over his mouth, and plug it with a cork. Maybe Ford's intentions were noble and he expected future scientists to reconstitute Edison from the ether. Or maybe Henry just liked having Mr. Lightbulb dangling from his rearview mirror.
See, that's... Wait, he believed that the soul was on the last breath and then he's going to stop it and cork it?
Yep.
Wow. That's... Not
if,
nice.
If that's true, can you imagine? Edison's like, I just want to go. Like,
your
what?
Soul is mine.
No, what would be really awesome is if he put the test tube up to his mouth and he went, and then he corked it and they ran away with it and he was like, ha, I gotcha.
Yeah, still got my soul.
Swallow your soul.
Wow.
Poor Thomas Edison. Edison is it?
Yeah, it's Thomas
in
Edison.
In the bottle. Let me out. I have one more idea. Just getting ready to tell us how to build a time machine. So we stuffed a bottle in his mouth. Wait, wait, I got it. It's...
Thanks for listening to the Imaginary Radio Show. To hear our music and to download more Imaginary Radio Show episodes, please visit www.thewagband.com.